Now let's look at the first mention of soul in the Bible. Look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now let's start out by talking about the soul. We're talking about the spirit and soul and body, but let's talk about the soul first of all. One thing that can often confuse people when reading the Bible, and they look at the approximately 500 times that the soul is mentioned, is that often the word soul in the Bible is referring to the whole person. So there are just a lot of verses in the Bible where when we say soul, we're not just referring to that part of the person, which is the soul, but we're actually referring to the entire person. Now, this is a literary device known as synecdoche. Who's ever heard that term before? Synecdoche. Remember that from elementary school English class? I do. But anyway, this is where you use part of something to refer to the whole thing. Let me give you some examples of this. Hey, man, nice wheels. What do I mean by that? Am I just talking about the wheels? No, I'm talking about the whole car, right? Somebody pulls up in a new car, nice wheels. Hey, somebody gets some new clothes, nice threads, man. Right? Or how about this? Get your backside over here. You know, we actually want the whole person to come over, don't we? Right? So this is synecdoche, okay? How about this? You know, somebody's playing strings or the string section. You know, it's not just the strings, right? There's a whole instrument there. But you could sometimes refer to something by just referring to the part and you actually mean the whole thing. This is often used in regard to the soul. Let me just give you some concrete examples. First of all, the Bible says man became a living soul. That's obviously talking about the whole person. But what about when Abraham, I'm just going to blast through a bunch of these examples really quickly. You'll probably think of more. What about when Abraham in Genesis 12 leaves Haran and it says that it was Abraham and Sarah and Lot and all the souls that they'd gotten at Haran? They're not just collecting just souls. Those are people, right? The souls that they got at Haran. Or what about in Genesis 19 when Lot wants to flee into Zoar and he says, "Behold, now this city is near to flee unto and it's a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. Isn't it a little one? And my soul shall live." He didn't mean just the soul's going to live. He's saying, I'm going to live when he says my soul shall live. What about Esau when he says, "Hey, eat of my venison that thy soul may bless me," right? What about when it says, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die"? It's not just saying that the soul itself will die. It's saying that that person will die. If you get the context, it's talking about physical death. It's talking about people being put to death, punished on this earth. And he says, "The soul that sinneth this shall die." It just means that person. And we can go on and on and on. We also use this in our vernacular. We say, "Hey, don't tell a soul." What do we mean by that? Just don't tell anybody. So this is where some people get confused, is that the soul is part of us. It's part of that trichotomy of body, soul, and spirit. But the soul can also be used to refer to the whole person. Okay. So that's where we got to make sure we don't get confused.